Well, we're on the air, Danielle. So co-host Danielle just sharing with everybody that she is perspiring.
Sweaty pits.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. What a great debut, Danielle.
Talking about that. Perspire. Yeah. Perspiration.
Hey, man, okay. It's all right. I'm just plain sweating over here, but that's just because of all the excitement we've got in the studio today. Mike Keller's here talking about breeding dogs, raising dogs to be hunting dogs, his time out on Lake Michigan hunting the old squaw. But that is not where you started, Mike. You and I spent a ton of time together in the middle of a cornfield. At my very, very beginning of hunting in my life. And I guess one of the blessings, a sad part to me is that I never really was introduced to hunting until I was about 38 years old. I'm 51 now. But
yep, mine was 23.
I've always loved to eat. And I've always loved to cook.
Ditto.
So when I was introduced to hunting, for me, a large part of it was about how I could take whatever it was and put it on the table. And I have to admit, when I told people I'm really starting to grow into goose hunting, I can't tell you how many people say, yuck, I would never eat a goose. And so for me, it was kind of an I'll show you. We get out into the cornfield and we're taking these 10-pound, 12-pound, 15-pound geese. And think about it just for a minute. That breast that you take out of a goose, that is their muscle that they fly with. They're flying thousands of miles a year, thousands and thousands. And that is a tough, hard muscle that they're using to do that, and we're turning it into absolutely awesome table fare.
It's like definitely a sirloin. Yeah. Same texture to me as like a sirloin steak. You really gotta baby it up a little bit to make it amazing.
See, we but just you do grind a great ours job. Up
like,
all the time.
Your goose recipes are insane.
Yeah.
I remember, like, for me, when I goose hunted, and it was like a hardcore thing, we'd kill 50 geese. All of them would turn into jerky. And you're like, no, we're going to make this into food. And
well, jerky I'm is like, technically food.
Well, not like the food that you make. It's That's like, right. You're like, here, try this. And I'm like, this is not goose. And they're like, this is totally goose. And I'm like, well, it tastes just like Italian beef.
Yeah, it really does. That is one of the most
I remember
recipes.
When we did the short read goose calling segment on the old show.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, you and I have hunted quite a bit together through the years, and some of the best hunts and best times have been, you know, I just drove by that field, Danielle, where we had that fog hunt that one morning.
Oh, that was the perfect field.
That was so cool. And
every field in fog is the perfect field.
It was so spectacular. The everything just lined up perfectly from us setting up to the deer walking right when the geese were about to get into sight, and then the deer were walking, and all of a sudden you can hear the geese, and all of a sudden you see the geese, and all of a sudden you shoot the geese, and
yeah.
It was just spectacular.
We had, no joke, a cloud bank that was probably about 8 feet above our heads, maybe 10, and we did not see these geese until their feet were just about at our foot bags, and that was just a really dynamic.
It's always a cool way to shoot geese.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Here I am.
It's just so rare that you have that fog stick around when those first flocks get going, because there's a little bit of them they don't really know where to go exactly.
Mm-hmm. I like when it first gets cold and the hoarfrost hits the trees right before the geese fly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like you're sitting out there and it's nice and chilly. No mosquitoes.
No.
That's the best part.
The fog always has mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well,
we go to North Dakota, Bill and I, we go to North Dakota during the break. And when we wake up and it was fresh snow, you were hunting green flooded fields right away. Then all of a sudden the next morning, it's a blanket of white everywhere.
I love hunting in the snow.
Water was just, you know, obviously hot enough, so everything melted off of it. Mm-hmm. Everything landed perfectly.
When the water's steaming.
Yes. Oh. Yep. It's so perfect.
It's the best. So, you know,
I hate mornings, but I love mornings.
Oh, I
yeah.
I understand.
I hate waking up, but I love mornings.
I force myself out of bed in the morning to see the morning.
There is nothing better on earth than watching the woods and the fields wake up, or the water if you're on the water.
Oh, yes.
Watching, I love being on Lake Michigan.
Wisconsin, wake up in
that
the morning.
That sunrise on Lake Michigan
amazing.
Is 45 minutes long. I mean, it takes forever to come up. I've had guys, my clients last year from Utah, they're used to the mountains. The sun comes up in 5 minutes. Bam, it's up.
Yep.
Here, I mean, it's light an hour on that lake before the sun actually hits the ceiling.
And it's nice and chilly.
It crests and you watch the whole thing come over the horizon. And it's amazing out there.
It's beautiful.
It really is. And that I do kind of want to, I talk about this a lot, but if you're someone who lives in the state of Wisconsin and you don't hunt or fish or really kind of utilize the outdoors because you're apprehensive about it, because you've never done it before, look, I'm here to tell you, at 30, I had never hunted a day in my life till I was 38 years old. And now it is the, outside of my family, love of my family and what I do with my family, it is the number one thing that drives me to get out of bed in the morning. The number one thing is getting out there with the potential to harvest something to put on the table. And I can't tell you how many times, memories in my life over the past 51 years, there is a bank of them, but the vast majority of that bank entails time spent in the outdoors with loved ones and friends. Mm-hmm. And if you are afraid to do it, it's shows like this one that are trying to light a fire under you and tell you, call someone, contact someone, say, I don't know how to do it. Will you help me get into it? One of the biggest joys I ever have is taking a new hunter hunting. And it is indescribable when you get to show them and they look at you with that look in their face of understanding why you get out of bed at 3 or 4 in the morning to do it. Because once you understand it, it will change you. It will change you forever. And you will never go back to the way you were before. And I know the three of you the three of us in this room have been sitting next to that person that harvests their first animal. And the very first thing they do is they look at you because they want to, and you look and you say, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's you.
That's the first thing they do is look at you.
Well, and that's the progression that I made, Joel, is after I've been hunting since I was like 8, waterfowl, in high volume areas. I loved it. I love every minute of my life. My dad took me hunting. I was fortunate enough to have amazing experiences when I was young. And now I've gotten to the point where me killing stuff is fun and I love it. Don't get me wrong. But to take guys out and watch them get a bucket list bird, or shoot a first bird, or I've started guiding fishing to get their first king salmon or anything like that is just an amazing, awesome thing. I love watching the smiles on people's faces.
And I don't think there could be a much better way to wrap up the show.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know.
Why it
gets
does it go so
fun.
Fast?
It goes so fast. And there are a lot of firsts tonight. And first off, I want to thank Calvin,
our new producer
for the show. Did a fantastic job. Say hey to Evan in the Madison studio for helping us out today. And Danielle Fairman, the new co-host of Raised in Wisco with Joel
Raised
Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. Of course, we'd be remiss if I didn't thank Mike Keller, old friend of mine and hunting buddy.
Old pal.
I'm not saying we don't tangle once in a while, because we do, but that's all part of it.
Strong personalities, buddy.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week from 7 to 8 on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM.